KDW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk stepping in to help kill a bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown beginning on Saturday. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Now, Republicans are working to craft a new bill. Gisèle Pelicot speaking outside a courthouse in France.
Je pense aussi à toutes les autres familles.
The woman who was drugged and allowed to be raped repeatedly by up to 70 men, a crime set up by her husband, says she was thinking of other families affected by this case and other rape victims. When she decided to let her identity be known, her ex-husband was sentenced to 20 years behind bars today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. New information in the Madison school shooting, from the names of the victims to a man say police was planning an attack of his own. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson continues our coverage.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office released the names of the two people shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School. They are 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Michelle West. The report says they died of, quote, homicidal firearm-related trauma, end quote. Ruby's family chose to publicly post her obituary. They wrote that she was a big reader and played keyboard in the family band and loved to sing. She has a brother and had a special bond with her pets, cat Ginger and dog Coco. Meanwhile, West was a long-term substitute teacher at Abundant Life Christian School and also has kids who go there. And more new information. Two people shot are still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We've learned the other four who are expected to recover are now home. Meanwhile, a California judge has ordered a man who was allegedly talking to the shooter and planning an attack of his own to surrender his weapons. Court documents show the FBI served a 20-year-old man in Carlsbad, California, with a gun violence restraining order. According to the documents, the man was texting with the shooter and told her he would arm himself with guns and explosives to target a government building. Now, this gun violence restraining order is a civil issue, not a criminal one. We often call these red flag laws. They allow law enforcement to temporarily seize the weapons of someone who's been deemed a threat to themselves or to others. California has red flag laws. Wisconsin does not. And here at home, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter had two handguns, but only used one of them. He says federal authorities are tracing both firearms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
Marquette scores a conference win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles began their Big East schedule with an 80-70 win over the Butler Bulldogs in Milwaukee. Cam Jones with 23 points. The Golden Eagles with just two turnovers. College football, the Badgers signed Ohio State wide receiver Jaden Ballard. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo named the new head coach of Sam Houston University. He'd been with that team before his time in Madison. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jordan Love, asked on the Rich Eisen show, is he a better quarterback after backing up Aaron Rodgers those 3 years in Green Bay?
That's a good question. Who knows? I do believe for sure that having those 3 years to be able to sit behind a legend, Aaron Rodgers, and just watch him work and learn and pick his brain definitely helped me so much, and just be able to, you know, learn on the side and grow my game until, you know, I was truly ready. So many valuable lessons just to be able to watch Aaron those 3 years.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have snow on the way. It'll start mid-morning, continuing through today into tonight into tomorrow morning with 6 to 10 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Our high today, 30. Tonight, there could be some wind and blowing snow, 24. Conditions will improve tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kevin Solomon from Common Ground will be joining us to talk about what is going on with the Milwaukee Housing Authority. Brittany Merlot with Weather and Wine Sports with J.R. Radcliffe. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Had some great guests today. Benjamin Van Giesen, designer Lewis Rose Designs in De Pere. Gizmo, of course, is always phenomenal. Head coach Todd Kowalczyk, former Green Bay and now Toledo Rocket head coach. Great talking to him. Then normally this segment would be Point Mortgage with Kristen Ambos, but she is, what is it? What is it in in the chambers, in the, where so I concede my, not concede my time to the assemblyman from Oklahoma. Concede. Oh, what's that term?
Thinking about it. Jim, you should know.
I should.
I'm going to give my time
just,
up.
I, the thing is, I never did that.
No, I know. I believe that.
I'm a stand-in.
But yeah, but you're she's conceding her time to your, but that's, concede isn't the term. We'll think of the term. But Mandy Wilkie is here from Stroll Edge. We always enjoy having you here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Really enjoyed his time on your podcast.
Yeah, so fun.
And you really ask the right questions and care a lot about your community. I mean, in Ledgeview, not
Thank
only
you.
Are you successful with your magazine and everything you're doing in Ledgeview, but you said before you came on the air that you're also coaching other people who are doing that.
Yeah,
right?
That's a change since the last time I've been on here.
That's awesome. You must be doing very well if you're a coach.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with the company. The company that we have, there's a system. We talked about this.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just following the system, right? So it's not that I'm doing anything exceptional. I'm just helping people when they veer from the system, get back on the system.
Back it up just a hair, though, okay. and describe
Can
the
you
company.
Imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so.
Coaching a guy like him?
No.
I mean.
No.
Like me?
There's no. No.
But you got to stay in that. You have a system that works.
Yeah.
But there's some people. I might be one of them, yep. that think there's a better way.
Well,
but
I was one
Todd,
of those.
Thank you. Yep. He says yeah. I would be the hard one.
Yeah.
Are you
anyway,
kidding me?
But you.
I was one of those when I started.
We talked.
Actually, so I own my own franchise, but the company that I work for is called the N2 Company, nationwide company. So I own my magazine here, but we have over 600 throughout the U.S., right?
And your magazine is really focused or not limited to, but on Ledgeview.
It is. It is kind of limited to Ledgeview. I mean, if I'm being honest, it is. So it's about the readers that receive it, and the demographic of who receives it is set by my franchise. So I don't get to pick. I'm not that cool. I don't have that much clout. I don't get to say, you can get the magazine. I'm not Oprah. You get the deal.
Well, there's got to be a lot of serious analytics that go into that
there
as
are.
Far as who gets it,
there
right?
There are. And, you know, with Ledgeview's growth, of course, that's made a big difference as well. So basically, if you put it in a nutshell, my boundaries are GV or Monroe South and everything to the left or the east. I have to think about it before I say it. The left side. Not all of the homes because it is growing.
Jim and I got a little bit twisted up a couple weeks ago going to Oshkosh. We missed Oshkosh. We missed Fond du Lac. We had to turn around, yada, yada, yada.
Let me guess. You guys were talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
We missed it by a long shot, 45 miles.
We get back into Oshkosh, And Todd's on the Todd's
and we're
literally
late.
Live on the air.
Oh,
late.
No.
As we're trying to get to the studio. And he goes, okay, which way are you going? Are you going east or you're going west? I go, Jim, are we going east or are we going west? He goes, I don't know. We're going left.
So that was our direction. So my directions are similar to yours.
But I will tell you that when I moved here, it's funny because maybe you guys can clarify this. So Marinette is north.
Yes.
But Door County is also north.
Yes.
But isn't Door County kind of east? Northeast,
right? Yeah.
Right? So when people are like, I'm headed up north, and then they say, well, I'm going to Sister Bay, I'm like, isn't north like...
See, if people say they're heading north to me, I'm thinking like Crandon, you know, yeah. where they have their cottages. That to me is up north.
Right.
Nobody
yeah.
knows where Crandon
I don't know.
Is.
Okay. I got
everybody knows where Crandon is, Jim. It,
people are going to Door County. I don't mention Eagle River. Right. That's what I would mention the city. Like,
yeah.
I don't really care if it's east, west, north, south, or if it's left or right. I mean... I'm going to Door County. I'm going to Elkhart Lake. I'm going to...
Really? Why then in every obituary does it say he most enjoyed spending time in his cabin up north?
That's true. That's true. Yeah, we got off on a tangent there.
I don't have a cabin up north.
He's going to have it as a bit.
My son works for Ryan Funeral Home.
So you're going to have them write that?
I'll be damned if I'm the only guy with an open that doesn't
that
say enjoy spending time in his cabin
north.
Up north.
Well, you wouldn't know if it's
Packer
north,
fan.
South, east, or west.
It right. doesn't
You'd
matter.
Spend your time up left.
That is going in my obit. No question
oh,
about
love
that.
Okay. I love it.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
that, I'm going to have that, and he enjoyed gardening.
Gardening. Perfect.
Which, you know you don't.
I've never gardened in my life, but it makes me sound cooler. Just being honest.
I think that was on Martha Stewart's documentary. She said, if you want to be in love, or be happy for a year, get married. Be happy for 10 years, get a dog. Be happy for a lifetime, learn to garden.
Wow.
I think that's her quote. Something like that. Like, if you want to be in love for a year, get married. I was like,
do you know that
so
Martha
far,
Stewart?
So good. I love my dog.
Martha Stewart was in the same prison as my grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was your grandma in prison?
Moonshining. It's a long story. But in West Virginia.
It's really not that long
of a story. It was the exact same prison.
Really?
It's actually a short story. Yeah. She was in jail because of moonshining.
I don't know how your grandma rebounded, but Martha Stewart had an unbelievable...
She had a good rebound.
An unbelievable rebound. And
unbelievable.
She's not on the Olympics.
She's got a documentary now.
And she's followed by young professionals, too, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
That she's got that 30-year-old following versus, you know...
But the funny thing about Martha Stewart is because I used to buy like her magazine when I was, I don't know,
right?
15. No, I was probably in my 20s. But I could never do what she did. She'd be like... Here's this wonderful turkey. Yeah. I'm like, who can do that?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't doable, but she made it look like it was a day in the life of an average person.
Yeah.
But then her like table linens and then when she went into, wasn't it Kmart or Walmart? I don't remember. She went into one of the stores and she's like, so now it's a basic line for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, it still doesn't mean I can make this turkey to put on these linens.
Her rebound, her following, she's really, and
people love
her. She got a little boxed into a little bit. I mean, she didn't really get a fair shake on that. Although she, well, whatever.
You know, she was cool. I remember she was on Letterman right after she came back. And he presented her with a cheeseburger and a shot of Jack Daniels. And she downed that shot and she ate the cheeseburger.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Right. So are you a Martha Stewart of Ledgeview? Would that be fair?
No, not even close. Not even.
Just trying.
Not even a little bit.
All right. So tell me, how's your magazine going? How can people get...
Good. I mean, the magazine's going good. We're growing, you know, so we're constantly growing. So what that looks like for me is the more businesses that I partner with, the more pages of content I produce. So it's not just hey, I get to sell more ads and then that's easy going. I have to add content because we want it to be highly readable, right? We don't want it to just become an ad book. And that's where the residents really come into play on it. They provide us with all of that content. So if they get the magazine at their home, they can share any of their content they want. So kids, pets, trips, travels, the day in the life. So really fun. Our January issue's coming out soon, so I don't want to spoil it. But a lot of goal-related things, accomplishments, things like that. Stories that are inspiring because it's the beginning of the year. And a lot of people, I'm not the person that sets resolutions, but I am a goal setter.
We're going on a diet.
Oh,
Who?
Yeah, who's we? Because I am opting out. If it's we, meaning the three of us.
Yeah, you need a diet. Yeah.
I'm
opting out. We thought we'd give you something unique that people do in New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. So you're going to go to the gym and you're going to eat better.
Right. Who told you?
I love that.
I will say one thing, though. I still think your backstory is really, really fascinating. I mean,
well,
people look at you right now. It's tremendously successful. She has 19 people under her, does all this stuff, great podcast, great magazine, yada, yada, yada. And they might look at you and say, wow, she's always had it made. Tell a little bit about what you had to overcome to be where you are right now in this position.
Well, first of
all, I think this is really inspiring.
First of all, I'm going to clarify. The 19 people that I coach are not under me. They are area directors.
Well, you still coach them.
Yes, yeah. I coach them, but they all run their own businesses very successfully, and I just help them.
I become a little bit like Jim, kind of Jim would be like, they work for me.
No,
I got 19 people that work for me.
I was just going to say that about John.
I'm starting to sweat. Oh, my God.
They look to you for advice.
They do.
And that's true coaching. That's John. Yeah. That's true leadership, not being condescending and this is what you have to do. So.
And this ties in with my backstory. I mean, this job is not easy and it's not hard. Or it's not easy and it is hard for most people most of the time. But what we have to remember is the why that we got into it. So the why that I got into it was because I'd gotten fired from a job that I was really darn good at. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how does this happen in the world? How are we really good at what we do and we can just get fired? So my why was bigger than that. My why was apparently, I'm not cut out to work for anybody else, so I got to work for myself. I need to have flexibility for my kids, and I need to provide enough income for a two-income household because it's just me providing for kids. So I had a pretty big why. But one of the things that I coach on is, you guys brought this up. You want to lose weight, right? Whatever it is. But when we're on a weight loss journey, and this is something I'm implementing for anybody I mentor in 2025. When we're on a weight loss journey, how many times in a week do we get on a scale?
I get on a scale about 6 times a day.
See, that's the answer. Everybody that I coach can relate to this at some point.
Every day for sure.
Every day. Or if not, once a week, right? I mean, that's the design.
I was on there this morning.
But what's the reason? The reason is because...
To get depressed.
No.
To get frustrated.
Work with me. Now you sound like one of my mentees. No.
All right, go ahead.
The reason is because we need a check-in. So if we get ahead or behind the goal, we know what we need to do right away immediately. But what happens, in my opinion, with goal setting is we set a goal for the end of the year in our business, and it's a big goal, or it's a number of clients, or a dollar amount. We set this big, monstrous goal, and then we don't do a weigh-in. We don't check in. And then we get 6 months into our business, and we're like, holy cow. I had to edit there because I wasn't sure about our listeners. Holy cow, I didn't check in, and now I have to make up 8 pounds. But if I would have been checking in each week, maybe it would have been 2 pounds, and that's more palatable. So that's something that I'm really working on this year with my business, and I'm working on with my mentees is taking, and also because I did have a really great year this year, 2025 seemed a little daunting. Like, I just came off a really great year. I don't want to set all these goals that feel like I'm like, okay, well, now I got to start over from zero. So I had to mentally break it down into a week at a time. And then, you know, we can talk a little bit about a conversation I had with my boyfriend about static goals versus dynamic goals. And a lot of business owners set static goals and our businesses aren't static. They're ever changing.
You make a really good point that people work really hard to hit that year-end goal. And a lot of some people will measure themselves. And a goal really isn't a goal unless you measure it. But then January 1st, it's zero.
Yeah,
and it's
you're 0 for 55 or whatever it is.
I look at that place across the street that does $6 billion in sales. Can you imagine January? It's... Where's our first
dollar?
Like,
I'm not sure everybody's coming in going, like, I can't wait to start the year.
Right.
They're like,
well, I can't wait to do that again. I mean, but.
And you have to celebrate what you've done.
Yep.
Or it's all for nothing.
Right.
Like, it's the constant crying.
When we come back, I send a really quick break. Mandy Wilkie, Stroll Ledge View. That's only part of what you do. But I still want to get back to those days when you had kids and you didn't have your marriage was gone and you didn't have that paycheck coming in and whatever.
Let's revisit that.
Let's revisit those
happy thoughts.
Because you know what? that will strike a chord with people as much as
it
anything.
Will. Okay.
Awesome. Stick around. Back
in
a
moment.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. It's only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub & Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a quiet, so far, Thursday morning. No snow or anything like that.
I think 10,
not
11.
Yet.
Right? Is that what it is? 10 or 11?
I think so.
Certainly.
I try not to watch it.
Mandy Wilkie, scroll legend.
I'll say
here.
That of mine.
And Mandy, we're just talking about that as far as, and not to bring up hard, dark times, but if you didn't go through times that tough, would you be where you are today, which is very successful?
Thank you. Not a chance, though,
exactly.
Right? Like, and Jim and I were talking a little bit about this offline. Like, in the moment, you feel like you're not going to survive it. It is the worst thing that could ever happen. Why me? How is this? In the moment, you feel like... I'm the only one. Yeah, like, it's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. It's all of the things. And then now I look back on it and I say, thank God that that happened.
Right?
So thank God that I went through what I went through.
But when you say that to someone and they just lost the job that they really enjoy.
They can't hear it that,
and they
that
don't
moment.
Hear it. And you say to them, look, this is the best thing that could happen to you. They're like, you don't get it.
No. And I've had those conversations with people. And I've said, listen, I don't expect you to understand this or to even trust me in this. But I promise you it will get better.
Right.
That's all I can say. Because it does get better every day. Like the pain gets a little bit less. The sting gets a little bit less. Now you're going to have one step forward, two steps back from time to time. Mm-hmm. But you can't in that moment say, well, look at me now. Because they're in their misery. You have to bring yourself back to the misery and then walk with them through that.
And people have to understand, and it's something that you really can't explain but learn, but you got to get rid of the revenge. It's like, I'm going to get them back. It's like,
it's so true. It is,
John.
So, listen, I still struggle with it, but I will tell you.
What did my grandma say on her deathbed? Johnny, I want to tell you something, and never forget this. Yeah, Nona, watch. She goes, when somebody does something mean to you, yeah, Grandma, never forget.
It's so true. I had a very big social media presence in the job that I was fired from. And when I was fired, by the way, the owner of the business didn't know the password for the safe, didn't know the password for the computer, didn't know who the staff was, didn't know the staff schedule, didn't even know where the keys to the business were. And do you know what I could have done
Absolutely.
To that business on social? But I composed myself and I didn't. And I never threw him under the bus. He told people I had a better opportunity and I let them believe that, right? All of the things. But do you know that years later, I got a call back from one of the owners and asked me if I wanted to buy the business. And
really?
This is why you don't burn bridges. Right. And listen, whether it's professional, whether it's personal, whatever it is, my boyfriend and I just had this conversation the other day. It's amazing the people that have left our lives angry or frustrated or upset, and we thought we were the cause or the problem, and they are surfacing back in our lives after all of these years. Mm-hmm. And it's time after time after time after time. And what that tells me is I wasn't the bad person. Mm-hmm. You know, you just do the right thing, you rise above, and you don't take revenge unless you're your grandma. but yeah, so anyway, that's, yeah. So part of my story is because I had something really hard to overcome, it gave me a big why, right? And you can't be a successful entrepreneur without a big why, because there are a lot of days that it's harder than days and it's easier. So, but that goes back to what I said earlier about revisiting my why every week, because it's easy when things are going well to not revisit our why. But when things go bad and we want to give up, we forget about the reasons why we took or did the job that we did, which for me was financially, flexibility, and being my own boss. Those were part of my why.
And you talk about, you know, students, you write a business plan, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've written a business plan.
I have not, but that is not my advice to others. I didn't need to because my franchise had a model. Oh, right?
There was a business plan.
There was a business plan. It wasn't mine.
Followed their business plan.
Yes, I followed theirs. Correct. All right. 100%. Yes.
But some of us had to write our own.
Yes.
But I'm just saying that you talk about the why. Why am I doing this? You need to keep that on your desk. Some people write a business plan and it goes on the shelf. It's like, look, man, you need to keep that on your desk and you need to read that because you wrote it. That was, you knew what you're doing when you wrote it and you know what you're doing now. So make sure you reference it. Like not that it's the Bible, but it is your roadmap.
Yep. And you've probably done this. This is something that I said I had never done. And then I realized I kind of did it on accident. But a lot of people that are business coaches or really successful in their business, they, on the first part of the year, they write a letter to themselves at the end of the year as if they've achieved every goal that they wanted. So how did it feel when you were on this trip? How did you feel when you got that paycheck? How did you feel? And they put a feeling with that letter. And by nature, because they wrote that letter, some of those things are going to happen just because they wrote it on paper. But now they're reading that once a month, like revisiting that. But the funny thing is I spoke at a conference last December at a leadership conference in N2. And I got up in front of 80 of my peers. And I shared my goals for 2025. So I wrote it down because I had to give a speech. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do it as if I had already accomplished it. I did it on what I wanted. But when you stand up in a room in front of 80 people that are your peers in your company or your superiors in your company, the owners, all of these people, and you shout out what you want to do, but you have to believe that those people in the room are there to support you. Mm-hmm. They're not there to criticize you if you don't hit your goal. They're your champions. Mm-hmm. They're your fans. They're the people at the end of the finish line cheering you through that last 0.2 miles.
And you can't BS them.
And you can't. And our company is very transparent. Everybody can see everybody's numbers, right? So I'm like, I can't be the person that's not on the reports this month, right? Because these people are holding me accountable. But out of those 5 goals that I spoke, I didn't hit one this year. But I truly believe it's because I spoke those to other people and I believed that they were going to support me, not chastise me if I didn't hit them, but they were my fans. They wanted to see me hit those goals.
I love how honest you are about stuff.
I'm pretty
honest. Kind of right through the bull. This is really great. Mandy Wilkie, Stroll Edgeview. Tell people they can find you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over social media. So Stroll Ledgeview on Instagram and Facebook. If you are a Ledgeview resident that you get the magazine, you know, I love to hear shout outs from that. But pretty easy to find on social media. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Keep it rocking.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It is. You're a good leader. You're a good example.
Thank
and some
you.
People and everybody, look, it's like some lady told me, you know, that's just the passage of life is to kind of maybe lose your job. And
yeah. And, I mean, if you haven't been fired, you're really not living.
Right. Because you appreciate things. I just wanted to, you're the coach, but you need to celebrate your successes too. I think sometimes we get so worked up.
Do you guys want to take me out to dinner?
No, we're going to go drink after.
No, we want to show our appreciation another way.
After
give
every show.
Give her a round of applause.
Thanks, guys.
And we're looking forward to that. Go. Really great stuff. Love having you on. You're going to be coming back, okay?
Thanks. Sounds all right. Good.
Thanks a lot. Merry Pat Christmas. Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, coming up next.
Well, it's Monday morning. He's kissing my way by. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round Mama. They ask.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence released its annual gun law scorecard this week. Wisconsin got a C. They say Wisconsin had nearly 13 gun deaths per 100,000 residents this year. With a related story, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
There have been more than 80 school shootings in America this year, including Mondays here in Madison. After every one of these tragedies, people ask, how do we stop this? Vice President Kamala Harris.
As we hold our loved ones close this holiday season, we as a nation must renew our commitment to end the horror of gun violence, both mass shootings and everyday gun violence that touches so many communities in our nation.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, the number of kids who have died by gun violence has almost doubled in the last decade.
State Democratic lawmakers and law enforcement officials from the state want to regulate ghost guns in Wisconsin. The action comes after a ghost gun was believed to have been used in the fatal New York City shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says she intends to reintroduce legislation to ban the untraceable homemade firearms without serial numbers. Hesselbein's proposal was originally presented after four people were injured when authorities said a ghost gun was used in a 2018 workplace shooting at a Dane County technology company. Oshkosh police are reporting multiple gunshots being fired in the 1000 block of Michigan Street at about 9:30 last night. Police say there are no known injuries in the shooting, but they are asking if anyone has any information to call OPD or the Winnebago County Crime Stoppers. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have snow on the way. It'll start mid-morning, continuing through today into tonight, into tomorrow morning, with 6 to 10 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Our high today, 30. Tonight, there could be some wind and blowing snow, 24. Conditions will improve tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week. And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Some great guests, Mandy Wilkie, Stroll Ledgewood. Man, she's got some energy, doesn't she? Oof.
And she, Pat, we have Pat Tracy coming on from Discover Oshkosh.
Who does not have energy.
Who is Mr. Oshkosh. She said, we told her you were coming on next. And she goes, tell him to keep the paint open tonight because we're driving down there.
For the Nutcracker.
No matter what Ooh. The weather. The guest I'll that we just had on, no, she was just on. She just, I don't know if she's still here. She just left.
Just pulled out.
But her and her family are coming down. Is that going to be open tonight? You're not going to wimp out on the weather like some of these people, are you?
I don't know.
Wow, Pat. Wow.
Hi, how are you? I've missed you.
Well, yes, we miss you too. But hey, you have so much going on down there.
Let me find out. I'm going to text Aaron, who's the head guy over there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Let her know that Melissa's coming down. I loved her segment, by the way.
Isn't she great? Just awesome.
She's been through a lot, and she's a great, awesome. Great example.
Hey, Pat, last time we were down, we did a little contest. I wouldn't have a contest, but Jim, Nikki, and myself, and I think Todd was involved, maybe even Amanda, who you remind us of, who you look like. And I won.
No, I don't think you won.
I won.
You
Nikki.
Said you won.
No, he won.
Did
he?
Thank you.
John won.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't wait. Tell me.
Todd, can you put it up?
I can.
His picture.
Yep. Okay.
Wasn't I right?
Can you give the name?
You weren't right.
Can you give the name?
Nikki, do you know his name?
No.
I don't know the guy's name. He's from Kenny Powers.
No, the guy from the insurance.
No, the Kenny Powers guy.
I know. I'm the guy that said the guy from the insurance.
I'll get that.
Okay.
Yeah, you all right, guys
we'll
talk
about it. Well, you know what? We'll let Pat decide which one it is.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fine.
That's fair.
Okay.
Is he my... No. Is he going to be my doppelganger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I get a guy I think an actor looks so much like you. It's incredible.
Right.
Nick even said, oh, my God, dead ringer, you win.
And people are saying to him, you know, you look like Pat Tracy.
You did, too. You were thinking that.
What do you got going on in Oshkosh? The holidays are right around the corner. How many days are we away from Christmas?
Six?
Like six?
Yeah. Ooh, right?
I don't know. I don't know, guys. Hey, tonight, I know we're all getting excited by the snow tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am part of the Discover Oshkosh celebrity bartending team tonight at the Gibson.
Oh.
So Oshkoshians.
Is that
you want to come out?
Spot?
I'm going.
Nice.
Todd, 5 p.m., buddy.
You got it.
The Gibson, I mean, it's a crazy huge beer hall. It's really fun. And so the whole Discover Oshkosh team and myself in my full Christmas suit.
Regalia, yes.
Which is hot.
We'll be there mixing drinks. In the middle giant snowstorm.
You know, that is fun to do. Johnny and I did that last week at a place here, a celebrity bartender. I don't know where they came up with the word celebrity, but we were bartenders there. Is it a fundraiser for you, or is it just a community event, or how does that all work? Because you want people to come out, and it's such a festive group.
This actually is a fundraiser for Cheryl, who was a longtime Discover Oshkosh employee like her whole entire life. And she passed, and now we raise money for her foundation.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
very
perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Okay, because we had it made kind of because...
Yeah, we did.
It was craft beer. So it was basically, you know, just...
Like 12 or 15 beers. That's it.
We didn't have to make like a Harvey Wallbanger. No. And do you do that? Or?
I think we just pour beer and wine.
Okay.
And then we have a pro there if there's... you know, somebody wants a muddled old fashioned.
Yes.
Sweet, but then these guys mushrooms. Come up and I'm looking for something a little bit light, you know, maybe a little bit of a sweetness to it. And it's like, we just name whatever. We just turn around, look, whatever pops up first. It's like, oh, you must want
we don't even know what they're saying. It's like, oh, this one right here.
Guys, that's not exactly what I had in mind. It's
exactly,
like, we'll just drink it, you know?
Exactly what you want. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is my favorite.
I want to come when you guys are celebrity bartenders. That sounds fun.
Yeah, and everyone who orders a beer, we say to them, you know, that's my favorite.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all about the tips.
Pat, I got to ask you a question off the side, something we were talking about a little bit earlier. I need your opinion on this because I have a lot of respect for you and your opinion.
Ready, John. Geez.
Okay, if you were to buy someone a book for Christmas and you decided, wow, this looks interesting, and you read it first.
Under the umbrella of regifting. So that's how this whole thing started. Now, finish, John.
Yeah. Would that be considered like regifting or not cool or whatever? If just because you read the book,
you bought a book, like say you buy a sweater, you wear it to a party,
no,
and then you
so
give it off.
Different.
Johnny gets buys a book, reads it, turns the pages, dog ears the pages, and then gives it to someone and say, "Look, here you go, Merry Christmas."
I'm going no.
Thank you.
No, what? Wait.
No,
what?
No, you can't give that book. You have to buy a new book.
Thank
now
you.
That's your book.
Thank you.
Dang it.
Sorry, John.
Wow.
We can't read the book and then give it away as a new book.
Right. Why?
Because it's
you're
red.
Really careful with it. Nobody knows.
It's red. That's
if you bought somebody a radio and you turned you wait to hear what the weather report is, you turned it on.
A radio hasn't been sold in 20
them?
Years.
Would you not give that to them then?
No, there's no touching the gift, right, playing with the right, gift, right, reading right. the gift. Right. It's a gift.
It's a new gift.
Okay. How about this? How about when people give him a bottle of wine and then he re-gives that? It's like, oh, I've got a nice gift for you. Look, I got this nice bottle of wine.
I do that
wine.
A lot.
Yeah,
that seems acceptable.
That's acceptable.
I love this guy.
Because, okay, John, if someone gave you a book and you never looked at it and never read it at all, that would be acceptable to re-gift. The fact that you read it and had your mitts all over every page.
I think
he would
re-gifting.
Like take, I always took one glass out of the bottle.
I think re-gifting is worse than what I would do in reading that book. Because re-gifting, it means, oh, thanks a lot. I don't like this. I'm going to give it to somebody else.
Got too many. This is my third one. Don't need it. Don't want to recycle. Don't want to sell it. I'm going to re-gift it. That's
Pat.
No.
John Mino is a psychological study waiting to happen. Is there a psychology intern that needs a project over the holidays?
That's he's much more than one semester. So.
Oh my gosh!
What else is going on, Oshkosh, Pat?
Hey, I put together my quick list of my five favorite things that I'm going to be doing in Oshkosh over the holidays.
Awesome.
It's super quick.
No,
number
go ahead. Take your time.
One, I've got to go see Mr. Reeves again. He's over at Menominee Park Zoo. He's the one-year-old black bear
that's
brought from Alaska.
Yep. Awesome.
And he's got wolves over there. And if you have not seen Menominee Park, they put a lot of money into the exhibits. It's really cool. It's by the lake. It's only open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekdays, but you're going to love it.
And the cost?
It's free.
That's what I thought.
Nice.
Awesome.
The Herrenbergs like set up a trust
exactly.
for eternity that's like to pay
Madison.
For it for free. For
cool.
Us.
All right. Number one.
That's number one.
Yep.
Because you're going to get outside. It's going to be peaceful and demure, and you're going to dig it. Celebration of Lights. It's at EAA this year. Just ranked in the top 150 light displays in the United States. Oshkosh Celebration of Lights comes in at number 79.
Yeah. I had a little get together with some friends and they went down there and said that was awesome. I haven't done that yet, but they said it was just great. So yes, I would think that would be, that's, how are you ranking this? The number two thing or you just, this is your second thing?
This is my second thing.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
I'm going from,
By the way, your wife just chimed in, Pat.
What'd she say?
She thinks you're totally wrong that book. Who the hell does Pat think he is?
Pat wipes
I will tear into him as soon as he gets home.
She didn't say that at all.
She said, she's with you, Pat.
I'm going to smack him upside the head.
She is a good wife who understands that. Pat's wife thinks it's a bad idea to give that reread book to your son. Cheap.
Sorry.
I'm going to pour boiling water on him while he sleeps tonight for that.
Don,
number
we love you.
Three.
Wow, Don.
Number three.
Yes.
Nutcracker in the Castle. That's what Melissa's coming down to see tonight.
Yeah.
It's at the Payne.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Art Center. And it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like all the characters, the ballet, the one-eyed guy, the whole thing is there.
Awesome. Okay.
Number four, shop local with the Holly Jolly Holiday Pass. So I talked about this 2 weeks ago, and now I have gone out. So it's a little app. You put it on your phone. And I've gone out now and visited 6 or 7 merchants, and I have 1,000 points, and I'm going to go get my hat from Discover Oshkosh. There's a really cool hat that I was working for.
1,000 points, you get the hat. Is that what you're saying?
1,000 points, you get the hat.
Okay.
But it's so easy to get points. There's 40 merchants all over Oshkosh that you go in, and you get your little Holly Jolly Holiday Pass, which is on discoveroshkosh.com. But the fun thing is that after you get the hat, because I think that's what everybody goes for, right? It's a cool hat. Then with your extra 100 points, you can enter for the dome experience at the Fox River Brewery because they have the domes, and we didn't take you to the domes the last time you were down here.
No.
There's too much to do.
I wanted to do one of those. I'm like a real snowy night like tonight, be inside one of those domes. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Magic.
Being fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take the fireplace in my
house. And then number five, it's a tie, but it's kind of like find your own holiday. And for me this year, it's going to be a bingo or a meat raffle. I don't know which, but that's what I've really discovered in my last 2 years of discovering Oshkosh is the simple joy of bingo at the bar with people you don't even know or meat raffle. Cause by the end, you know, everybody, and now you've got like 10 new friends.
Very cool.
That is cool.
Very cool.
True. That sounds Merry like Christmas fellas. To me, man. That's,
nice.
That's awesome,
good stuff,
Pat. That's great. Yeah. And we're just really glad you reflect on the year too, but you've been a great guest and we've really got we've always liked Oshkosh, but we love Oshkosh. We're kind of like those EAA people. And now we know so much more about your community and all the things you have to offer. And you're doing a great job. I still think you should run for mayor, but that's up to your wife.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're hiring a city manager down here now, Jim.
They pay a hell of a lot more than a mayor. I'll tell you that. I know Mark's taking off, right?
Hey, Pat, have people talked to you guys? We haven't talked to our guy Michael about Oshkosh too much, but are you guys campaigning to get people to stay in Oshkosh during the draft?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we are. You know, so I believe that the hotels in Green Bay are sold out. Yes?
Yes.
I think from day one.
The last thing I heard, which was a week ago, was that there were still rooms here, and I believe in Appleton.
No.
Hotel rooms?
Yes, hotel rooms.
Oh, okay.
And now, don't quote me on that, people, but I know that Caitlin from Discover Oshkosh just went up to, something at the Appleton airport, and she was talking about, hey, we still have rooms to sell.
Okay.
So, you got an awesome airport.
But you guys got some of those big old houses down in Oshkosh around the downtown area. So I can't even imagine. It would be like your house. I mean, rent one of those out.
The guy that we're working with that is a sponsor of our show, great guy. As a matter of fact, his company is coming to the homeless shelter today to wrap gifts.
Nice. Yeah. Wife Hospitality.
That's where I'm getting out of here right away to meet them there.
You want me to come in and help wrap gifts?
That's okay. I just think it's great that Oshkosh is, we're all one big happy community here, right? I mean, you've got your deals, we've got ours, but boy, something like the draft is going to really bring us even closer together. I think it's awesome.
Pat, we're sorry we couldn't make it into the chocolate place, but Jim had to go visit his mom, and the line was pretty long.
The line was a little long, Pat.
Could you guys believe the line?
No.
At 9 o'clock?
And, someone who's 92 and you tell them you're going to be there at 10 o'clock, you kind of got to be there pretty close to 10. So
I know.
And I
know.
I didn't want to make it 11, but anyway, thank you for the invite. We'll get back there.
You got to see the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the neighborhood.
It's amazing that we wouldn't allow that in Green Bay. I mean, that's like in the neighborhood, this guy's got a business running out of his house.
I
mean,
literally, I was just thinking, hey, could I start a business out of my house?
Well, it's like, we saw the steps going up, we thought, was that the line? That's no. It's this line around the corner going into the cellar.
And,
you know what I mean? Going into the basement. It's like, that's the line to get in.
And I think they recognized us because when we walked up there, they said, the line's back there.
Literally, back end of the line right here. I'm like, hey, is this the line? Thinking maybe they'd say, oh, John Dino, come on in. Yep.
The line's
back here.
And so we had,
Yeah.
I was trying to warm up the crowd, the line inside, and I went in and I was like, I kept letting everyone go in front of me. I said, hey, I'm holding a space for Mino and the mayor when they get here.
Yeah.
And they all seemed to know who Mino and the mayor were.
But they didn't move.
They weren't moving.
We love them, but they can't cut the line.
Yeah. We know who they are, but we don't love them. Pat, what are you doing for Christmas for yourself? You have a good time?
Oh, my gosh. So Dawn and I have an incredible Christmas week planned. And, our kids live over in Minneapolis, and it's kind of the year that they stay over there, which is fine. But our best friend, Colleen, who lives in Los Angeles and works for Disney, is coming to spend the Christmas holiday with us.
Nice.
And so we're going to show her Oshkosh, and it gives us a chance to I live my thing, right? I'm now going to be Colleen's tour guide around Oshkosh, and we've got the whole week planned for us.
And all those lights are going to have some snow on them now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
So, we take Colleen to the Festival of Lights and the Nutcracker and the Meat Raffle. And, being a California girl, Meat Raffle's at the top of her list.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. We love having you on. Thanks for everything you do for us and for the city of Oshkosh.
Merry Christmas, friends.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Take care. We come back. We're going to talk to Nikki about these health drinks she's given us. I feel healthier already. I really do. This thing's phenomenal.
It'll last for another 12 minutes.
Quick break back after this. Just keep chugging on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Sitting and staring out of the hotel window.
Hey, welcome back! Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, of course, the Civic Media app. Joining us now, Nikki.
Bonafide.
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Whatever you brought me in was delicious. Where was that from? What was that?
Well, it's from Bonafide.
Bonafide.
Juicery. The juicery. I've never been, and I've been curious. And so what better way than to use you guys as my scapegoat?
It was fantastic.
It was great.
I figured I'd...
Was it healthy, too, or just
it
delicious?
It was.
I had a number 7, right? Says Nikki number 7. Iced coffee. But the coffee's great.
Strawberry shortcake.
Well, but even the coffee is organic.
Yes,
and
I know.
But here's the deal. Yeah, Johnny, that shake you had was strawberry shortcake. So it's yogurt. It's got your favorite chia seeds in.
Oh.
So now you're going to be moving and grooving.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could do that in your apartment.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Move
Please
and groove
move
up there.
And
Thank
groove
you.
In your-
What's that supposed to mean? Where's that from?
Chia seeds are good for your, you know, your digestion.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It's fiber.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Isn't that what Dennis brought us? What was that bag of stuff Dennis brought us?
It was cachava.
Oh, cachava.
Yep.
That's different. That was good stuff.
Yes.
That's very good stuff.
Anyway, so
I mix that with my protein shakes.
Sure. And your Tang flavor enhancer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's great. Thank
well,
you.
Well, so
that's,
then Merry Christmas. They also have all sorts of cold pressed juices and smoothies and bone broth, which is a rage. And
I bought and bone broth last night that I made my soup out of.
I did
a bone broth.
Yeah. Avocado toast.
We got here
this morning. We were talking before the show and. You, I don't know what time you text that to us at 5:30. No, it was early enough, 4:30. And that's just a lot to look at. You know, I'm just, like, I need, like, three things to decide, one of three.
What were you doing up at 4:30?
No. I texted it last night.
Oh,
so
I opened it this morning. When you texted, I was probably sleeping. Yeah. Okay,
no,
I texted.
No, 100%. But
I
then,
take an extra dose of NyQuil last night.
Yeah, I bet. You know, I wouldn't doubt. I did drop off those cold pills for you
last
week.
Yes, you did. And I took them.
Jonathan.
What? You told me to take them.
Is that your full name? Jonathan?
No. Uh-uh.
No.
Just John. You're
just Johnny. Johnny Patrick.
Johnny.
Johnny Patrick?
Just Johnny.
Johnny.
Didn't call you GP?
Mm-mm. Johnny.
Just Johnny.
Just Johnny.
Okay. Anyway.
So what do you got there? That looks like
right,
a kale
so
drink or
more,
spinach drink.
Right. Yes, because we're going to get you healthy in 2025, right?
Yep.
So it's sweet the greens. The cold pressed juice.
One. We spinach, pineapple, apple, cucumber, kiwi, and lime.
Yep.
We
cold
prefer
cold pressed with love.
Sweet greens. I would prefer the sweet dreams.
Well, suit yourself, Mayor.
Okay. Mm. Oh, Todd gets the first one. Do you see his? Do you see his sweater?
Yeah, it's got his Margo right on it.
I don't know Margo.
You gonna pass that to the good man?
Yes, I am. It smells
nice
like cucumbers.
Shot
yeah,
glasses.
There's some in here.
Yep.
Spinach, pineapple, apple, cucumber, kiwi, and lime.
It's different, but I really like that.
I do too.
If that's the way to health, like a shot of that every morning for health, I would do it.
I remember in New York, my daughter had cucumber martinis. Kind of tasted like that.
Cucumber water is delightful.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, gosh. I drink it all the time. You want to take the sticker off your glasses, John?
What
Good
sticker?
God.
The price sticker?
No, the magnification.
Oh, anyway, it was kind of blurry.
$2.49
plus four.
Yeah, right. Objects in
I'm
the.
I'm not kidding. I was wondering why. Okay.
A smudge. Yeah.
Isn't that nice? You can see now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can.
All right.
I can see.
This. I don't care.
200% 200 power.
200. Yeah. Yep, 200 that's power. Your superpower, John.
Yes.
That
was
all right,
good.
Now we're gonna try golden beet.
Okay.
So golden beet, pineapple, red apple, turmeric, and lemon.
Oh, now, I'm big into turmeric.
Turmeric
I was growing that.
All the rage.
Yep.
You are not growing it.
Ooh. I don't know about this one.
But.
I love it. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
It was my second favorite.
I love turmeric a lot.
This one doesn't do it for me
either.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
Because of the beets.
I think it's the turmeric.
Oh, I love it.
But it's the golden beet, so it's not red, so you're good.
I like beets, though.
John,
I like pickled beets. What?
If you threw some Tito's in there, would you drink it?
No, hell yeah. Don't think I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. He'd skip the juice and just drink the Tito's.
Yep. I'm on a new cleanse, Nikki.
Nikki, you're not going to believe this. It's a whole new me.
It's a corn cleanse. Distilled corn.
I got turmeric. It's unbelievable.
You're going to do lines of turmeric?
Yeah.
And shots. Oh, God.
What is turmeric? Is it a plant? Todd, is it a plant?
But it's a seasoning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's some sort of
herb.
Yeah. Rejuvenation. Now we just have your basics, your pineapple, your orange, your apple, lime, and lemon.
Oh, perfect.
Right.
We're so old school.
right.
Okay.
What are you doing? That's mine.
Will you give me the bottle?
Ding dong.
What? Oh.
Here, you fill it up.
Sorry. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like these bottles, by the way.
Yeah. You bring them back. 25-cent deposit.
Nice.
Oh.
Right?
I like the
reduce, reuse.
Shot glasses. That's environmentally friendly.
Right? Cheers. Rejuvenation. Right.
Okay, that's
Merry
good.
Christmas.
Tastes like grapefruit juice almost.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
don't you think they're kind of trying too hard with some of these things? Like, you can.
But are you going to eat any of these things in a given day?
No.
Well, no.
But you would drink them.
No, right. What I'm saying is that you, yeah, it's not pure, right?
No, it is.
It's totally pure.
No, what I'm saying, it's not one lane. It's three or four things. And you can kind of say, okay, you're mixing this together. You know what I mean? I'm not being critical. I'm just saying that I would.
Doesn't almost, sound really? Critical.
No, not at all.
I would rather have a glass of cranberry juice and a glass of orange juice or a glass of apple juice. I don't need them all mixed together. That's what I'm saying.
All
well,
right.
You know what? I do. And that's why it's going to be me versus you in 25. Who's the healthiest?
Fine, I'll take you.
I really like that one.
Rejuvenation.
I love
the rejuvenation.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Really good.
All right.
It's great.
All right. Do I get to keep this?
It's great. Sure.
keep the bottle.
Bring me back, because Lord knows you're not going to take it back.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. Merry
you're
Christmas.
The best.
Yeah. This was fun. Adventures. Fun. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Drive safe tonight. See ya.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at the day's headlines. And we're getting down there. Your final chance to win Growing Up Gift List, Text to Win Contest, and fabulous prizes. We'll tell you how to do it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back to the drawing board for Republicans trying to craft a spending bill that would avert a partial government shutdown. The bill put forth by House Speaker Mike Johnson, now dead after billionaire Elon Musk stepped in and said he didn't like it.
Johnson had negotiated a bipartisan spending bill to keep the government funded, but that deal suddenly collapsed yesterday after a fierce last-minute pressure campaign from billionaire Elon Musk, who slammed the deal for wasteful spending, calling it a crime, and asking, ever seen a bigger piece of pork? Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Workers at seven Amazon facilities are on strike. The Teamsters trying to negotiate for better pay. Amazon says the Teamsters don't represent as many workers as they say they do, and that package deliveries ahead of Christmas will not be affected. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell markedly last week, following a big increase the week before. Watching the Market says they open after yesterday's 1,100-point drop in the Dow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.